This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon teachers to go beyond textbooks and play a greater role in preserving childhood while shaping the lives of students. He made these remarks while interacting with the National Teachers' Day Award winners in New Delhi yesterday. While sharing glimpses of the interaction with teachers in a social media post, the Prime Minister emphasized that teachers must ensure that the child within every student remains alive, and for that they should also preserve the child within themselves. He stressed that bringing about real change in children requires teachers to become a part of their lives rather than limiting themselves to the syllabus.
अब जैसे ड्रग्स का मामला बड़े शहरों में या यूनिवर्सिटी में रहा सा नहीं, पता ही नहीं किसी को क्या है, कोई आकर के दे देता है। क्या उस संबंध में लगातार आज के जो आप टीचर्स हैं, क्या अवेयरनेस, उसके कारण क्या भय है, क्या माइन्यूटली ऑब्जर्व करने में कोई किसी बच्चे में बदलाव तो नहीं आ रहा है? प्रकार से मैं पूरे शिक्षा जगत से ये कहना चाहता हूँ कि हमें बहुत पहले से ज्यादा किताबों से बाहर निकल करके, सिलेबस से बाहर निकल करके बच्चों की जिंदगी में घुसना पड़ेगा। बचपन मरने नहीं देना चाहिए और बचपन बनाए रखने का सबसे बड़ा काम टीचर कर सकते।
This year, 82 teachers and educators have been selected for the National Teachers Awards from 3 departments. These include 48 teachers from the Department of School Education and Literacy, 21 teachers and faculty members from higher educational institutions and polytechnics, and 13 skilled trainers from the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. The awardees highlighted the experiences and innovations that have shaped their teaching journey. They shared several creative approaches adopted by them to make classroom learning more engaging and effective. The Prime Minister further underlined that Teachers' Day is about appreciating the strong contribution of teachers to our society and noted that it is also a day to pay homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. S. Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon teachers and educators to continually update their knowledge, embrace technology, and adopt innovative teaching methods. In her message on the occasion of Teachers' Day today, the President said that teachers and educators play a vital role in nurturing talent and strengthening character through their guidance and mentorship. President Murmu also paid tribute to former President Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. On the occasion, the President will confer National Teachers' Awards on 48 school teachers in New Delhi this morning. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings on the occasion of Teachers' Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the centenary celebrations of Sri Ram College of Commerce in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Sri Ram College of Commerce, part of the University of Delhi, is one of India's premier institutions of higher education. It is a distinguished center of learning in commerce, economics, and management. The government has proposed allowing up to 3-year permissions for importing and transporting petroleum in ISO tank containers and introducing a 7-working-day deemed approval mechanism for complete applications as part of proposed amendments to the Petroleum Rules 2002. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas issued a draft notification on Thursday proposing the Petroleum Amendment Rules 2026. The External Affairs Ministry has said 3 more Indian nationals, including a 5-year-old child, have been rescued from the flood-hit Trishuli Bazaar area of Nepal, bringing the total count of Indian evacuees to 169. Sharing broader updates on the safety of Indian nationals while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 275 Indian nationals remain missing. Meanwhile, death toll from the floods in the Himalayan nation has crossed 1,340, while 5,000 still remain missing. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar is set to address the annual high-level session of the UN General Assembly on the 26th of this month. Mr. Jaishankar will deliver India's national statement during the afternoon session of the general debate, which will be held from 22nd to 28th of this month. And in women's cricket, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in the final Group A clash of T20 Asia Cup at the Dubai International Stadium tonight at 8 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.